Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody loves me, oh, tell me baby, can you stay?
No matter how hard, it's like Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome, everybody. I'm co-host, La Perla Negra, and I'm riding shotgun here with the host of the show, Sergio, a.k.a. King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, Serge?
What up, what up, what up? I'm here in the building with you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is King and Queen's Quarter, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Baby, baby! Yeah. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you too. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout out and thank you to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. But he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links. And that is beautiful, amazing pieces of jewelry that consist of precious gems and metals. And even wood. And every last one of those give off some amazing energy. And you can get them, acquire them on Amazon, Instagram, and rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And guess what? If you can't grab them over there at any one of those spots, you can holler at either poet, anybody here on Epiphany, and they will definitely lead you where you can acquire them. Oh, and that special person I was speaking of, he goes by the name of Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Once again, a baby, baby. Yeah. Now, I don't know if I gave the dollar number, but I'll give it to you again. It's all right. It is 319-527-6300, and press that 1. Tonight, Serge, is open mic, I see. This is going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Open mic.
Yeah. I'm ready for it. Are you ready?
Hey, let's get into it. And you know that full moon is out there, too, creeping and sneaking around.
I know. You know what's crazy? Because every night when it does its cycle, it goes right past my window. But you know it takes its time. So for a good while, I have that moonlight, that direct moonlight shining right in my face because the top of my bed is aligned right with the window where the moonlight comes in. And I'm like, some nights I will wake up and it's shining right in my face, and other nights I will be just sitting here in silence, meditating, and I'll start to see it, like, creep over and come through the window. But either way, it's still an amazing experience for me every time, you know?
Yeah.
And I love it.
It's a beautiful moon. It definitely is.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it.
I always enjoy the moonlight. It's just something different about how bright it is, and it's not distorted. It's always super, super bright, and just you can feel the energy coming off of it. You know?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Right.
Before we go any further, I meant to ask you, because I keep mine on. You got yours on, your Raw Links on, King.
Especially in this timely manner.
Hey, yes. A couple of times, mine's kind of like, I don't know, the magnets on them. A lot of them have magnets. Some of them, I think you can stretch on. But the magnets are super sensitive. They're like, grab on. And it got like latched on to a couple of other things, that are metal in my house. Yeah, I'm like, what? Uh-uh, come on back over here. And I'll pull it off and snap back on. I love my Rawlings, man. Especially my favorite piece is my Poet bracelet. It's just something about the luster of the metal and that little microphone that's on it. Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, for real did his thing with this one.
he definitely got some dope joints. And the material is good. It's not cheap stuff. You know what I mean? Like you say, that magnet will pick up on anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah, the materials are amazing. They don't lose their luster. They don't fade. It's just beautiful pieces of jewelry. And I truly appreciate. I'm got to go over there and put him to work again so I can have him create some more pieces for me, you know. I'm lucky because I live close by. Y'all got to order, you know. I can go right up in there and be like, hello.
Yo, what the deal?
Okay. Okay. And it's an amazing studio that he works in. Oh, so many. I don't think I've seen so many beautiful beats. It's just amazing to see all of them together. I'm like, wow. I'll be in awe every time I see him. But, yeah, it's awesome. It's really awesome. So, you know what? I got something that y'all have probably heard 1,000 times, but you're going to hear it 1,001. You know, I got to get back on my thing of writing again. I've jotted down a few lines to start some pieces, but I just haven't figured out what I want to put with the, you know, what else I want to put next to those lines, to go with those lines. I don't have no writer's block. I don't subscribe to that. Okay. I just haven't figured out what exactly I want to say. So until then, I'm grabbing from my archives. Is that all right with you, sir?
Sure. Hey, I'm in the archive myself.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's
place
up.
Be in the place to be.
Absolutely. Well, you want to go first, or you want me to head this off?
Yeah, I'll drop it out there. So I always put you on deck. You know what I'm saying?
That's you do. Yes, you do. But it's all right. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, this piece. Like I said, I dug up in the archives. It's called Plaything.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Hey, yo, I break down the walls and halls tell floors. Therefore, conversations and back doors are put on stalls. By law, stand against the insecurity whores. Male or female, the details are flawed. Of course, I move around waste. Check your own place. Not up for debate, I create with godly traits. I am who I be, J.W. Atterbury. There's no adversary, so me and her don't ever worry. Ink slide across line, page without range. Lying out the cage, walking inside of his own wave. Okay, this is just a letter to the watchers. Blasphemous commentators waiting just to mark us. The mane stay freshly groomed, but get fiery. Recheck your journal, notepad, or even diary. Lies be fabricating tales, diction of fiction. I know who I am, better find your own description. Listen, the grounds I be on, you could pee on. Peons be long gone before I could even shit on. Turn my back on axe without an axe to kill. My skills carry a build like them pans cast steel. And that's that piece.
Yo, you did not come to play no games tonight. Damn.
I don't know, that stuck out in the archive or not. You know what I'm saying? So I just like,
that's all right.
I'm surprised I even knew how to recite it.
Yo, you gave it to us raw and uncut, and that was dope. That was dope. Like you said, you know who you are. Oh, okay. like, calling folks peons, and I'm like, okay, all right. That was dope. That was pretty decent. I like that. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's what's up.
All right, well, I'm going to step back, let you get up on the stage and do your 1-2 thing.
All right. This is a short piece. It's called Window to My Soul. Wisdom and maturity aren't always indicative of age. We gain these things more so through the experience of damage and pain. I've always played the background, though, truth be told, I wanted the forefront. And I was happy for the most part behind the scenes, but there was always a hidden underlying misery, and my happiness lived where it wasn't known. So I perfected a smile and bright eyes that hid my pain. I would only break and dim behind those scenes. Because them knowing that I loved them was always more than me knowing I loved Morton. Because them knowing that I loved them was always more important than me knowing how to love myself. But I got tired of looking in the mirror, seeing somebody I would pretend to know, acting out the lies I told myself were okay to present to the public. After I climbed every mountain and hung off every ledge with everything in me, my heart surviving on being breadcrumbed, I found strength within and realized the truth to holding on is to actually let go. So I wiped off the window to my soul, cleaned the mirror, and I fell in love with the real me that I discovered. And that's that piece.
Oh, Chef, I see we getting it in tonight. We here in the building under this moon energy, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
As my uncle would say, when things are going good, conversations and everything, oh, we traveling.
Okay. Absolutely.
Hey.
Okay. Before we go any further, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said we gonna get this thing in.
Absolutely, but before we go any further, time has come up so quickly. We're half hour into the first hour and it's time to pay some bills. So
right.
I'm going to find a snippet. You think you can find a song after I play this?
Yeah, I got a song.
All right. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
the street. She makes it her own business to sell her precious body.
Yeah, that is all right, though. Some nice little groove. Yeah, I like that. What's up? Let me ask you something about the moon, because I've been watching the phase of it since it started as a very small crescent. And, I mean, every night I have looked at it as it has expanded and gotten bigger until it just got completely full. Do you do that, or you just wait for the full moon?
I've been peeking, you know what I'm saying, peekabooing it. You know what I mean? And,
okay.
That lunar eclipse, you know what I mean, it's like here. You know what I mean? The moon is very bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like white, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, from what I've seen. But
mm-hmm.
it's a beautiful, beautiful energy. You know what I mean? Like, I've been just, like, feeling it, like, it's like that, oh.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's like a breath of fresh air. Like, just embrace it. Take it in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I found that I have been, with this cycle, I've been sleeping pretty good, except for the past 4 days when I went and got my hair done because I'm super tender-headed. I had to do what they call the new hairstyle sleep, where you can't lay flat down on your pillow. You got to lean on your, like, shoulder and or your arm, your hand, and just – you know, your head keeps bobbing because you're not laying flat, you know, because my scalp is so tender. And I had those pipe cleaners in it to give it the little curls and stuff that it's got. But before that and last night, I slept pretty good, you know. And it does have, I believe, a lot to do with the phases of this moon cycle. So I just wanted to put that out there.
This moon is actually called the worm moon. It's the moon that wants people to release anything that they've been holding back, because that's why right now we're in the springtime. We're supposed to spring forward, you know what I'm saying? And not just run backwards or just feeling like you need to fall back. Nah, don't fall back and relax. Get up off your ass and keep things moving and grooving. You know?
Okay.
That's what this move is all about. Whatever was, that's exactly what it was. It was before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now we're in the hereafter.
Okay.
You know, close chapter.
What is the name of this moon?
It's the Worm Moon.
Worm? I gotta look that up. Okay.
I got to look it up.
I know you did. Sometimes I will check out some, but I haven't researched this one. I'm going to check it out, though. That's what's up. Well, back at the ranch, I got another piece. You know, we got some callers in here, but they ain't got no hands raised. So I guess they just want to listen. So let's give them what they want, some more poetry. How about that?
That's what's up. I'm right here with you.
All right. This piece is called Rooted in the Greatness of Love's Restoration.
Michael Jones.
Thank you. We're gonna love one another till morning comes. Seek the sweet salvation from what we've done. And give up resisting one by one, one by one. One to one, the altruistic nature will prevail. But is one unnecessary without the other? I mean, what purpose is served if they can no longer be or even touch each other? Her, rooted in provisions of necessity. Him, keeping the clearing and holding her up. They, created equivalently just as time began and built to withstand the testing of it. One to one, they are the warriors of all that is essential. Bonded strong with divine light spark. Here to conquer the unnatural. She is Mother Earth securely wrapped in the arms of Father Time, and she will always be his top priority because she keeps him grounded, stable, and protected. Her wide covering of him is a natural trust, and through his protecting strength of her most precious gift, they will absolutely flourish, blossom, and bloom spectacularly whilst returning necessary nutrients for the precious process in the continuance of this cycle of life. And that's that piece.
I say.
I say.
Hey, let's keep it coming, going. I mean, you always have a fine way of saying pieces on that. As I always say, you know,
thank
definitely
you.
Fly
thank
with
you.
The voice behind the flow. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Harmonic.
Appreciate that. Speaking of flowing. Thank you. Speaking of flowing, what you about to give us?
All right, this piece is untitled, so go there. Thank you. Without emotion, ignite what I write in blind sight. Whether morning, afternoon, or evening, the nightlife, half past nine, cheap liquor or fine wine, sound of music in my mind, the guard always aligned. Across multiple angles, pain gain will thank you. Fourth dimension energies recycled, slip off the ankle. Fly high with speed as if I'm the Flash or Mercury. Feel what it's to be as I'm moving off high degrees. No puppet master to craft the enemy, become fatality. Masquerade casualty, end up with dead flowers be. What they want must be a stunt to knock me off my square. My elevation is here with nobody inside my ear. Thoughts come alive from inside my hyperdrive. I'm in and out of space. Don't touch the Sergio vibe. Keep up on the 1-2. Don't be the one I run through. Tell me if you want to. I got something that'll haunt you, Serge.
You ain't playing tonight.
That's only I went into the archive.
That's all right. It's all right. You are not playing tonight, yo. I'm telling you. I dig it. Huh?
Full moon energy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, yo. How about you throw another tune up in there while I search for another piece?
All right, cool. Let me get up in there. All right, here we go.
Huh, nigga, this my shit. Welcome to the city of God. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm the nigga in charge. Only the drillers, the city is ours. You find out the option, awesome, you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star. Come with a challenge. Every bitch you fuckers won't come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming in sound. And you niggas better pick a side.
Pick a
you
side.
Niggas side hopping.
Niggas side hopping.
If I want them to not let you come into this city, it's my option.
Oh.
This is the home of the fly shopping.
Yeah.
This is where the bitches gonna watch pockets.
Yeah.
When I'm on TV, I gotta look good cause I know the whole block watching. We chill with the ops, we is not bothering. If I see him in person, we box following. Get a police as long as we not stopping. Get a police as long as we not stopping. This is the town of the big drip.
Big drip.
Smooth talk.
Talk.
Nah. Millie Rock. Money dance.
Money dance.
Woo. You will not survive being too soft.
No.
Been a long time, we took a new road.
No.
Shoot a shoe until we got a new car.
No.
We stopping, we letting it cool off.
No.
Watch the throne, we took it. We went viral on them, they looking. It's a Sunday service in Brooklyn. It's a city that come with the lights. I'm with the drillers that come with the night. They ain't do 4 years of college, but they'll do 25 of life. And we make money every night. Never too big of a price. After I buy the Chicago boys, I'ma go and link with Mike. And if I let them have my wife, niggas should thank me. With this Balenciaga and Balenciaga boots and a new blue Yankee. This is jam so focused. Throwing a mask, no COVID. I'ma turn your life to a meme, let Justin LaBoy post it. You got an album, postpone it. I dropped two and they both going. I got a feeling they ain't a feeling. They filming a show but won't show it. You gotta watch me in slow motion. I'm in that wide body Benz. I go back to college, do an album and then drop out again. Took me a minute to get here. My vision is crystal clear. Hey, Fabi, excuse me, but this a feature of the year. I feel like Sinatra in these streets. Me and Drizzy, we at peace. It's a backpack with a polo and a first Jesus piece. I'm from the shop and I'm always New York in the city. They treat me like Jesus is walking. I've been through the pain and all of the torment. I'm saying his name, I'm making a point. Now it's time to give him hell. Ask my staff, I pay him well. This afternoon, 100 goons pulling up to SNL. When I pull up, it's dead on arrival. They act like they love you, they don't even like you. They throw a party, won't even invite you. I seen the same thing happen to Mike. With you black, you rich, they saying you cycle. It's like a cycle. If you text me anything hype, you better text back and say it's a typo. The city of God, the city is like you. It's the new New York. Yeah, it's a GOAT. Fabi is viral and it's the Bible.
City of God.
So that is my joint. I'm telling you, it's just, I don't know. Now, I'm not from New York, but there are songs that specifically are about New York, and I just click with them. Now, I got family in the South Bronx, and I haven't been there in some years, but I do have fond memories of going there and when I was a kid, playing outside in the big empty lot, just doing all kinds of things and having a good time. And it was always a party at my aunt's crib, always. Aunt, man. But it was a lot of love, always.
Yeah.
And I just, good memories. Maybe that's just the part of me, that clicks with those songs from New York. Because it's another joint by, I think, is it Jay-Z and Alicia Keys? She's on another one.
Yeah, New York, yeah. Empire.
Yeah, that's what joint too. Yo, I love that song, I'm trying to tell you. It's just something about it.
Just that feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get that feeling, then capture that moment. It could just take you anywhere. You're like, you know what I'm saying? It just be rocking to it.
Okay. Yes. I click with it, and it's all right. It's all right. Well, Serge, we got a hand up in here. How about we open up this mic and see who this is? On ourselves, area code 573. Who do we have on the mic?
Senator Spitter. What's going on?
Hey, what's up,
yo,
Senator?
Wow, how much?
What's going on? Welcome to the
I said I'm tired today. I think I might be able to go to bed before midnight tonight. I'm lucky.
Oh, okay. You a night owl usually?
Nah, well, I work in the morning. But yeah, I used to be, but now that I work, I'm up. It doesn't matter. Like, I can stay up until 2 or 3 in the morning, and still be up by later than 8 o'clock. Usually it's earlier than that. So, but I like getting up in the morning and getting shit done, and now I'm working in the morning, so, but, now that I didn't go to bed until 3 o'clock in the morning, after working 8.5 hours, I'm still finally up at work by 8, so, that's weird. I'm just a highly wound guy.
Okay,
so I need
that's
you.
All right. All right, well, you came to the right place to wind down. Ain't nothing wrong with that, so, hey. All right, well, tonight is open mic, so, bring us what you got. I'm going to move out of the way and fix the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yep. This is a little bit older piece, but not too old. Oh, guess what? True Hunting Over. The issue misunderstood by the aloof as chance has me here. You heard? Fuck that. I'm aware of the lonely and frivolous bond, what was lost. I won't have in the thunder of my loving you played as women do. My heart the fool. Silly rabbit. It only wants a kick. Yeah, man. That inevitable rise is driven by mine's crystal vision. Yours was tainted. Stealing dreams. I like of myself. You still added up all you had not in the plethora of me. You stupid cunt. Storms only rage when you're negating. The cool wind is as hollow as your no. Deviance befalls when trust is questioned. On this, the break in my bend. 3 days back on a tear of jilted precursors of what was always to be. I lost focus. Gold. Lacking deliverance on that, I stated my landing was blown to crickets blow.
proud, devourers, and the spite of your inquiry, I've faded.
So fucked two ways upon morning, as you took lovers, my heart you jaded. I passed away my proud and your lie. Here I became shadow of none, shadow of the disease taint of your thumb. I fell backwards, bleeding, became me in spite. Upon the tongues of faltered flags, swallowed, you besieged all the lead in me. Abandoned the stranger I was in your lies, traveled. Yes, I'm with wings and spite. Here, above sick, I'm enlightened. It was the fucking bee. Why? Because my martyr of me had to wash on the waterfall of your selfish decree for us, Stu. Just fuck it, be. Guess what, cut? I win. I love me. The Mockery Breeze.
Hold on, hold on. Did you say, guess what, cunt? I win. You used the C word.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, that's
yeah.
I love it.
It's a great word. I mean, I use the essence of the word, which is you cannot be trusted. You are an individual I cannot trust. Just because it happens, I have to actually be referring to a woman is ironic. But she was my favorite. She was my favorite cunt of all time. You know, I was married to her for 20 years. The fuck I want.
Okay. But you know what, Sinister? I always... see you. I'm a very visual person. I always see you on a stage, performing, and I see you being very animated with your arms and your hands as you perform your pieces. It's just you give theater. Someone else said that, and I couldn't think of that, but ever since they said, I'm like, that's exactly what I get from you, and I would like to actually see you perform live, because I know it would be amazing to watch you. Or am I wrong? Are you just stand still?
No, you can add me on Facebook, because there's all sorts of videos on there. I'm all about lighting. I don't really like my face being shown, but it's all about lighting and movement. It's always been. Yeah, as I said, I'm a tightly wound motherfucker. I don't sit still, and I don't need drugs to do that shit.
I hear you. Okay, all right. That's what's up.
I was saying the same thing, bro.
Okay.
I could see the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, dude being on stage, you know what I'm saying? Like a Busta Rhymes type joint, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, on was moving and just wilding out and shit, you know what I'm saying? But dope piece, man. You know what I'm saying? Very expressive.
Absolutely.
Soon I'll be having a YouTube channel because I got a lot of videos that aren't on Facebook yet. And the ones that get on Facebook are usually ones that I'm a little too lit to be doing anyway, but I do it because I fucking want to. The ones I haven't released is half lit, and that's where I'm in the pocket. So, you know, I write lit. So you got to key it down, though, when you perform, I found out.
Okay. You got a great laugh. Okay. That's awesome. That is so awesome. I'm waiting for YouTube to upload stuff to your YouTube channel. I know it's going to be awesome. I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. You can grab your favorite drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You know, I love to hear him fit his pieces because he's not just a poet. He's a performer. You can tell by the way his energy that he gives us through his pieces, you know, and I can just see him performing on a stage. So I'm definitely going to check him out. I'm going to send him a friend request. That's what's up. Let me get over here real quick and pay another bill, and we can come right back and open up this next microphone. If my keyboard, my tablet stop acting up. All right, we'll be right back.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. All right, Serge, we got a family member of Epiphany up next. She is actually my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Oh, hello, Diva. I'm hanging in there. Hey, Serge, what's going on?
I miss VIPs in the building. I'm good.
He said you're hanging in there. That's all we can do is hang in there, girl.
Absolutely. You never lie.
Okay, but I keep y'all in my prayers, so I try to give you just a little bit of boost, you know, to keep you motivated.
It's all appreciated, my diva.
Yeah,
I'm glad you appreciate that. Absolutely, man. Don't never say prayer don't work, because what people don't understand is prayer is spiritual energy. Okay,
absolutely,
and it's a good energy because it comes from within, where that divine spark is inside of us. Okay, so prayer does work. They think, a lot of people think, oh, you're just saying words and this and this. No, you're not just saying words. Okay,
right.
There is an energy behind it that is amazing, and it goes straight to the Creator. Okay, right out there in the universe. So you don't tell me prayer don't work. Okay.
That's right.
Say again.
Time where that full moon is out there. So you release all that. It goes and take all that away. All your troubles away.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I hear
that. All right, now. So, Diva, tonight is open mic.
Yes.
What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, this is a short piece called The Branch. It's a little old, but not too old.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. A branch fell suddenly from the tree. The winds and the rains were so heavy, it cried out. It could no longer hold on. And before it fell, it thought, let it be. It felt weak from the start and tried to hold on. The stronger branch tried its best to pour into its friend all the encouragement and wisdom it had left. But the rains kept falling and the branch got saturated with disappointment and hopelessness. So it fell. The branch figured it would decompose the feed back into the tree, like the other large branches that fell before. But soon, a new branch emerged from the tree, reached out to the fallen one, and found an opening to feed it, to allow it more time. The tree swayed silently in relief, the branch will have more time reaching for the sun until it's no more and gives back to its beginning. And that's that peace.
The branch.
Wow. Go ahead, sir.
No, I said the branch. Beautiful piece. You know what I mean? You can just sit back and relax and take it all in. You know what I mean? The way you expressed about it. Yeah.
Wow.
Digging it.
Steve, I'm curious, where was your headspace when you were writing this? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It was when I found out that dementia had entered the family, and that was that branch that was falling. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's where my headspace was. Oh. And, you know, so the branch has a little more time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Amazing piece.
Yep.
Wow. That's where the question came from, because I'm like, I'd like to know who she was. I knew it was somebody that you were speaking of in that piece, but I just wanted to know who it was. Were you speaking on your heart at a certain particular time in your life, or was it a specific person that you were speaking on?
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand. Wow. That's an amazing piece. As always, you never disappoint.
Well, thank you.
And I thank you for that. Now, would you please, before I'm going to let the host escort you over there to the Royale Lounge, but before y'all skate off over there, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in session. Our show is called Divas Talk, and we have some good topics, some great music, and some awesome, awesome poetry. And I thank my diva, Lisa, for stepping in for me last week because I had no voice. But thank God it's back. But y'all come out and, you know, just vibe with us. And trust me, you won't be disappointed.
There you go. You know, life be life, and, you know, things happen. And but we got each other's back here at Epiphany for sure, okay? So that's one thing we don't have to worry about, okay? If one can't handle it, another one will, okay? So.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you for that, Eva. Appreciate you as always. Now,
absolutely.
But Serge, if you don't mind escorting my diva over to the Royale Lounge where she can grab her something to drink, perhaps a hot toddy or some tea. You know, she can sit back, put her feet up, and take her socks off. Baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ow.
I love it. We have all been through quite some trying times these past few years. But we get through them because there's a genuine love for everybody up in here. And there is a support system that comes along with that. This is a judgment-free zone. And I think that's what holds us together. That's where our strength lies, because we don't sit back and pick each other apart. We support each other, we uplift each other, and we try to speak life into one another. And that's what I love about my Epiphany family, man. This is just it's good over here. It's real good over here. Okay, so. We got another caller up in here, okay? I don't want to mention no name, so I'm just going to mention the area code. We got a 240 on the line. Welcome to Kenyon 24. Who do we have on the line?
Everything is fine with them. I mean, life is automatic.
There you go, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I thought that was you, but you know what? There are a lot of y'all have the same area code, and I used to be able to distinguish who was who, but now it's getting harder and harder for me to figure it out, so I'm just start saying area code. How you doing tonight, Otto?
I'm doing fine. I want to say happy blessed birthday to your son. I've seen that you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Young man. You know.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
It's so crazy because with the young people, the cartoons and stuff like that, I remember, and I was just thinking, like, dang, I remember I came up with He-Man, Mr. T, Thunderman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like,
yeah, all of that. But
now
you must be a couple
TV,
years younger than me.
I don't think not all the TVs. YouTube, you could be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You could be on
mm-hmm.
TV just like that. Who knows? Who would know?
Absolutely. Tell me, do you remember Ultraman?
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about Ultraman.
Huh?
Yeah. And what's his name? What's the boy? Johnny Sockham? Or what is the name? I can't remember it. I grew up with all of that. So,
the Million
yeah.
Dollar Man?
Then,
no, that's true.
Huh?
$6 Million Man?
Oh, absolutely. Bionic Woman, the $6 Million Man, Wonder Woman, all that stuff. Don't get me started. Okay, this poetry. This
yeah, Lee Majors. I think that was Lee Majors, too.
Lee Majors, yes, and Jamie
That's
Summers.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can remember all that stuff. That's crazy. I can
yeah.
remember all that stuff. And that was years ago. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I
was
about to ask about what's going on today, and I have no clue. That's crazy.
I hear you. You ain't by yourself. You ain't by yourself. But tonight is open mic, Otto. So what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight? Because you never disappoint.
Well, since I'm going to build a website to help out truck drivers, I'm going to call this phone Truck Driver Restraining Order.
All right. The mic is yours.
So how many miles can I get? Oh, I could get several miles. Okay, it's real good. Well, the benefits. Oh, the benefits are real good. Okay, all right. You got me. So, all right, recruiter. How many people been abandoned by your truck driving company? Why you won't answer that? Why you tell me you can't answer that? Because I looked on the internet and somebody was on YouTube talking about you abandoning them. It's kind of crazy because, see, so many people can turn in a truck, but there's nothing to protect the driver. Oh, okay, we think about if a truck driver has an accident. Is an accident really hurting the truck driver? No, abandoning is helping the truck driver. So I had to send a truck driver restraining order for the companies lying to truck drivers. For those stealing money from the truck drivers to be. They say that we keep everything on the shelves. Oh, do we do that? Do you really respect that? Now tell me, really, you respect that, but you just ask a truck driver to go ahead and pull in saying that the truck needs to get fixed and you throw all his belongings out? Oh, what? But you said we keep America running. Oh, really? See, I had to send a truck driver restraining order to let you know we're not playing. Truck drivers going to unite as once. We ain't going to be a pushover, pal, and we're going to keep it going. There's no denial. You stand on trial. You keep saying these things to go ahead and pull us in, but you'll do the backstabbing when you want to pull us out. That's no doubt. What's the entry? We go from city to city, and we bring out the delivery to the from the shipper. Yeah, we keep on shifting. I remember when the truck had 18 shifting to 18 gears. Now it seems like all the sad gears, we're in the automatic of fuckery, it's luxury. Nah, but these companies living comfortably. And you say that you respect the truck driver, but you don't want to show love to the truck driver. You want to make us feel like we're just biscuits, and we just biscuits and gravy going down the drain. When you just don't want to use us no more. But we fight like never before, but the truck was restraining order. So when you want to bring those lies, remember, we're on the rise, no compromise. When you try to have us denied, that means I will put you on blast worldwide. This is the truck driving restraining order. Stay away from hard-working truck drivers among the world. Mr. Automatic, Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, can you get us in them all in? Drive and drive.
Okay, I see you didn't come here to play tonight either. Truck driver's restraining order. Okay. You know, I think my niece, for a lot of those reasons that you gave in there, I think that is the reason why my niece gave up hauling, you know, because she drove the big semis cross-country, but mostly state to state, and she just couldn't handle it anymore, you know.
I would like to interview your niece. I would like to interview your niece. I'm going to go back to podcasting because I really want the voice of the truck driver to be heard, and I think that it's not being heard. I think that it's a shame. Like, let's say I bring in the truck, and if I abandon that truck, that goes on my DAC report. But if they abandon me, then nothing goes on their report. But that's why truck drivers need to stick together and put them on blast and let them know this is what they're doing to truck drivers. I'm going to do my part.
Okay.
So they can put us on blast on DAC report. We need to put them on blast.
I hear that. Okay, well, I'll definitely mention she hasn't driven in, I think over about 10 years. But she did drive for a few years. And when she first started, she loved it. It was exciting, you know, handling such a big machine, having the responsibility of you know, hauling what she was hauling. The whole thing just was amazing to her. But after a while, she never really did say why she quit.
It might have been politics.
Could have been. And I think she would tell me, you know, females catch it a little bit harder than the men do, because a lot of the other truck drivers feel like, you know, women shouldn't be doing that type of work, handling that kind of, having that kind of responsibility. But I'll holler at her and I'll mention to her when I can catch up to her. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I'm just assuming because I don't know, you know. But I will definitely mention you to her when I get a chance to catch up to her. She's a busy lady, so. But that was an awesome piece, I have a lot of respect for you guys because your work, the conditions that they have you working under, really are not good sometimes. And I know y'all put forth a lot of hours. You lose a lot of sleep. And I don't know who this is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, y'all definitely do. We work so, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, bro. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
you coming through. You know what I mean?
Now, Otto, why you always trying to make me lose my liquor license? I see the bottle in your pocket. I'm getting ready to escort you over there.
God. Yeah, I was trying to hide it from you.
You know I don't let you slide. You know I don't let you slide, right? Take it. Give me the bottle. Give me the bottle.
I'm not in the truck
get
right
here.
Now, so I go ahead and get my drink on.
Well, go on to the truck then. You ain't bringing it in here. I was getting ready to escort you over there to the Royal Island.
I'll go in the truck and a police officer see that then. I'm in trouble.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through as always with that amazing piece. One love, one love.
All right, I'm gonna go to a bar and start some trouble.
Lord, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. All right. Well, Serge, you think you can pull another tune out of your your playlist for us?
Yeah, definitely. I'm on deck right now. Here we go.
All right.
Man, woman, earth, infinity.
Warm, I'm like a wizard. I make a blizzard and a storm. Have knowledge from a college with a dorm, and I'm greater than Schwarzenegger. I'm strong, you'll be hurt when I sing a LaVert song. I'm storming like Norman, but my name ain't Norm. Fighting is a crime, so I'll drop the dime and go on and on to the tip, tip, top. Give a tumor and some humor, cause I am Chump Rock. When you chuckle, hit you with a belt buckle and beat you. Eat you with a pig knuckle, don't flex it. Yo, you better hit the exit. You need a value pack, you little anorexic. You'll be yawning in the morning at the crack of dawn to the groove. It's your move, you little pawn, one to rip it. Cause if it is specific, I'll just say checkmate. Then move the bishop to queen level 4. Know what's in store? Sing to the king, then take the boar to the crib. Before she can't think again how I knocked the boot from here to Michigan. I'm caught up.
Man, woman, earth, infinity.
Rock that shit, homie!
Rock is hard, but yet I'm sweet like saccharin. Got the lyrics to take your girl Catherine to the crib, knock the boots to Japan like the little train. I know I can. When the boots come back, I knock it to Wisconsin. I'm hard like Bronson, but you know my Johnson is stiff and hard like a diving board. With just suspension like a Honda Accord, I'm like Dennis the Menace. When I go to Venice, get a lot of love, but not from tennis. I got a lot of fans and friends. I got an aunt named Ferrari and an uncle Ben's convertible rice. And I'm nice and I'll achieve like Dr. King, cause I believe I'm caught up.
Man, woman, earth, infinity.
Twice a month, I have to change my number, cause these girls want a little number. Always having beef with 9X. Girls clock me like Timex. Send me nasty letters and postage cards. Anything to get the boy a little hard. Is it cause I'm a star that gives effect? But then Michael Jackson don't get sex, so it can't be that. I'm just unique. Large, smooth like the barge, and the physique is stiff. And if you wanna lift up the shirt and the skirt, you'll hit a high note like LaVert. I'm a Casanova. Believe me, and why are you wearing that itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini? You know why? Don't lie. I'm caught up.
man, woman, earth, infinity.
Rock that shit, homie!
Smoker jacket on, the fireplace is burning and the girlie is warm. Time to make my move, so gently I kiss her, whisper in her ear and tell her that I miss her. She might try to pop that boyfriend's jump, but I don't really care because I know he's a punk. I'll stop him like a roach if he tries to approach. He can't get close because I'm the one who wrote the book of romance. So come on, take a chance, you don't need a long look, all you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, have a problem, up it can't go wrong. When the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house. You said I couldn't do it, then it got done, and after you and I did it, you said it was fun. Now every day of your life you want to be with me. When you got time to spend, you spend time with Heavy D. I noticed that you hold me gentle as a rose. I'm rough and tough, baby, but then I suppose that I had to be held in order to start holding. I think I got your hit, so let's start rolling. The overweight lovers in the house, 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 the overweight lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house, lovers in the house, lovers in the house. Hold hands, walk by the beach, and I can teach you Heavy D's game plan. See the way that I am, here's a big lover man. Check out the rhyming, and do time to be a Heavy D fan. I'm swift, you know, and overweight Romeo. Come get a piece of the beat, because it's good to go. MC Heavy D, oh, ladies, I'm hooking. Big extra long, but still good looking. For you and I to swing on a romance spree, all you gotta do is lean on me, because the overweight lovers in the house, lovers in the house, lovers in the house. Entertainer of many. Now when I do a party, now I mean I do plenty. Girls inside the crowd see the gold berserk. They start yelling and screaming,
Heavy D go to work.
And when I'm through rocking and chilling at the disco, they grab me up and speed me up, they just won't let go. That's when I know that there's been too much charming. I put them in a line and say, please don't squeeze the charming. The overweight lovers in the house, 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 the overweight lovers in the house.
You be coming with the classic, George.
Yeah, I just had to put that thing. Chester. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Tom Davis, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. This King and Queen Quarter. All right, Serge, I'm ready to keep this going. I got another piece, and I know you got something else to give us, too.
Yeah, I got something in the chambers of commerce.
Okay, That's what's up. This piece that I brought is probably something that y'all heard before as well, because like I said, I'm pulling from my archives. This is called All in Love is Fair. A writer takes his pen, writes the words again. All in love is fair. I was asked once, why does a place where love is no longer found exist? I said, because you don't know how much pain your heart can take until you no longer care that the bad memories won't fade. They always kept telling me for years that all in love is fair. I always kept that mindset, even though I knew it was a lie. After a while, because how can it be when pretty little lies ain't really so pretty after all? Using them as reasonable bullshit excuses after promises and words have been broken. How can it be when two people so seriously, so honestly vow to stay in love as one, but one is out becoming someone else with another? And love is no longer bound to be. So the future is now an uncertainty, of mystery anymore from what was certain to be. And you still tell yourself it's always been said, it's all in love is fair. Because memories of being high on love are clinging and toxicity has become a common comfort zone. How can love breathe to exist when they believe what they call okay rejection and isolating was excused as protection? All in love is fair, huh? Well, I loved him, but I was at war because he turned my happy into a battlefield of competition for the superficially best. And I had no defense. No armor, and no love. That's that piece.
Good love story. Hey, LaPrell, you be knocking them down with them joints, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely got your flavor and your whole mix on, you know, how you do your thing. Always a fan of your, you know what I mean? It's just
thank
the compassion. The emotion, the feeling, you know what I mean? You just sit back and be like, damn, oh, word? Oh. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Thank you. I try. Thank you. Well, what else you got in the chamber for us?
All right. I have this piece titled Spirit and Ghost.
The mic is yours.
Excuse me. Taking trips out of state, hitting spots I've been before, promoted my book tour with my poetry literature. Many scenes next to people structured outside my culture. Ain't worried about doing numbers. I have a kinetic sculpture, quality made exquisite. Fact is, I'm made from what's terrific, non-scientific. Blessed through the spirit that's attached to the soul. If I'm in ghost mode, that means I lost control, which I don't know. Gemini antics, bringing protection when I travel. But my faith keep me positioned within the mission and on the gravel. My righteous label, partner, got me focused on life. Rationally behaving on what's right or wrong through insight. No spotlight. Aura of the sun engulf my pathways. It doesn't have to be a Sunday when I meditate and pray. Find hideaways near water where I can drip and close my eyes. Absorbing the ways of life no matter size of the tides. Even if the tables turn, I just relearn things from the past. Journey back in time like Flash, I'm very good on the task. Verbally a thinker, without vocals, capturing melodies. When I'm gone, I'll be remembered for everything that's seen. As I breathe and achieve, keeping my presence very free, they say sky's the limit, I'm out of space playing in leagues. Official badge wearer, no status, avenging all madness. Written words hit different when I'm wearing long-distance glasses. I'm in the future already, so I'm prepared for tomorrow. Ain't worried about yesterday unless I really have to. That's that piece.
What I'm talking about right there, that's exactly what I'll be talking about. your pieces are raw. I've heard you do love. I've heard you do erotic, but your wheelhouse is the seriousness. It's almost political and conscious in your pieces, and I dig that. I really, really dig that because you don't pull no punches. You tell it like it is, and you let them know at the end, I'm still me, regardless. You heard what I said. You know, basically, I'm like, okay, damn.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's dope, though. It is absolutely dope, man. Yes. I got another piece. This was actually a prompt from The Get Down. This is called Dear Black History. Dear Black History, I fell in love with you. So I say always bring me back in black. The beautiful hues of skin tone, though used and abused and for years and years it was owned. Some of it locked away without the possibility of ever seeing the light of day, just for hate's sake and the need to have something for the blame. But Black History, you're the most beautifully balanced and breathtakingly blessed. I love you because I know this is the truth. We shared a lifetime together of ups and downs, our ebb and flow through the plethora of shades of different seasons have always held me down with a cure somewhere for whatever ailments there. And in the midst of it all, love remained to bring me through. And at the end of the day, where some prefer not to look, I will not turn away. Because there's so much more to learn and offer to life. Like the music that makes love to my soul and flows with my ink effortlessly. The soul food, the fashion, the dance and the art, the literature, theater, politics and poetry from the heart, all come from Black History, is Black History. So I don't just celebrate for a month. I celebrate every day. I am a living, breathing, hip swaying, light spreading, love radiating, naturally kissed by the sun, with tangled tresses growing. Sometimes either soothsaying, breath of life from Black History. Some of it ain't been all good, but it definitely ain't been all bad. I am my ancestors' dream, and I will never abandon you because I know that you love me. And that's why I say, always bring me back in black. That's that piece.
There we go right there. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it back like it's, bring it back like it's like Coke water soda powder, making that woman that crack. That was
beautiful.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey. That was actually the prompt. The prompt from the Geek Down was write a love letter to Black history. So that's why it went. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Now, what else did you bring for us? What you got? What you got? Let's keep it going. Keep it flowing.
I said this piece before. I can't remember, but I'm digging in the crates. This piece is called Sandman.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. I'm the Sandman. With an evening plan, close your eyes. No matter how time flies, I'm always close by. For your insomnia, here's a nice dream for your reality. Touch nerves on bad cavities. Nobody bad as me. Masterful incentive lights out before I enter. Bring you inside a world of adventures so you'll remember. Feel the mist as I drift around your crib like a crypt. I'm a graveyard worker with no fatigue on the shift. Walk you into territories, showing open stories. Join me or mourn me, bringing life to those corny. Grab your chips, whether Dipsy or Fritos. I'm an amigo. It's not illegal when returning lessons back to God people. Once dated a gypsy that left me for an Amish man. Found where they parked the caravan. Told them I'm a sandman, small bags of dust. With an hourglass on my waist, took my compass out around noon so I could trace their own space, gave them all a pass on the path on which they chose. No telling when the door closed, still electric on the stoves. Move how I do, off signal, frequency, and vibes. It's me and Uncle Des and one other, the alibis of Scribe or Die. And that's that piece.
The alibis. What was that last line again?
I said, it's me and Uncle Death and one other are the alibis of Scribe or Die. That's the crew I'm down with on the West Coast. Scribe or Die.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. I like that.
Thank you.
Mr. DJ, can you spin another song for us?
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Hola, soy Celia Cruz y estoy aquí con Wyclef celebrando el carnaval. ¡Azúcar!
Guantanamera. We are here in Miami, the sun.
Guajira, Guantanamera.
Worldwide.
Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera.
That was
yo soy un hombre.
This is now. The arrival.
Come on.
Like a virgin, so she sex with no average man. Keep the figure, move like a cat.
caterpillar fly like a butterfly. Let your soul fill a glide. Top woman, better yet, space invader. If your name was Chong Lee, we be playing Street Fighter. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss, a dime if you tell me that you love me.
Guantanamera.
Hey, yo, I'm standing at the bar with a
Guajira. Guantanamera.
Yo, I think she's dying too far.
That's their work, gang. That is their work. Oh.
Yeah. I had to pull that out. I had to wipe the dust off the treasure chest. I mean.
What's up? I'm glad you did. That's what's up. Well, we got another call up in here with the hand raised.
Yeah.
Let's open this all mic. Right. This is one half host of the Josh J and Gina Storm show. This is Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, Gina?
Gina, are you sitting?
Gina, where you at?
Calling Gina Storm. We can come back to her.
Yeah, as soon as she get a situation, she can come back in. I'm going to throw another song in the air real quick.
All right.
Another one.
Mary J. Blige.
Paid yourself again, all down. Move to the left again, all down. Wishing that you had this. I know you're wishing that you had this. Paid yourself. Again, that's tragic. Gave you my heart, baby boy, you should've kept it. Wishing that you had this. I know you're wishing that you had this. I done turned up on you once. I done turned up on you one time. Told you it would take only one time. You thought that I'm lying. When I told you that I can't be no savage. I know you want the thing back. You want that love, you want that kiss, you want that sex. Well, now you wanna make it last. But when I did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever.
We the best music.
Had a real bitch by your side, riding like a Glock 45. Now you're lonely when you slide. Tell me what money do. If it's on my honeymoon, I'm sweeter than honeydew. But I caught you sipping strange fruit. You turn me into a dog, I'm barking woof. Told you just to keep it 100 proof. You made me promises that you could never keep.
Keep going.
So you were just fucking down and you would get back to me. Baby, when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever.
You did me wrong. When a good girl gone, she gone forever. When a real bitch leave, you gon' wish you never met her. And I'm a real bitch, don't make them like me no more. Before I share my bed, I sleep on floors. I told you, I'm a wife, I can't be your whore. We different prices, I don't go for what she go for. Please, keep your keys, I'm changing all these locks. About to find a new nigga and give him all his box. Trying to bring me down, I give him all his top. See, I got some money, boo, I do what I wanna do. And I've been a hundred poop. You turn me to a dog, I'm barking woof. Now I'm gone, nigga.
When a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever. Cause when a good girl's gone, she's gone forever. She's gone forever. Now you gotta deal with the fact you did me wrong forever. You did me wrong forever.
All right. Hey, I don't know if I heard that Mary J. Blige song, but I'm a fan of Mary. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. That joint on the Cali. Let's see if Gina back in town. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gina Storm.
Gina, you there? Are you mutating again? I need to know what day of the week it is.
Yeah.
Come on,
happy birthday, y'all. I was mutating.
Oh.
Yeah,
there she is.
I swear, one of these days, I'm going to surprise me and not be talking on you.
It happens. We just happen to, you're just known for mutating, so it's all good. It's all good.
I swear, I got no control over my own faculties. How y'all doing? As much as I got to hear, I enjoy it. And I love the love because at least y'all bent the block and came back for us. Because I was like, yo, my life be life.
Did you think we wouldn't?
No, it's just, once you hear my piece, you'll know why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because the girl's crying. I haven't done a lot of that. When you were talking about being a fan of Mary J. Blige, whenever I was going through a breakup or a heartache or somebody died, I would listen to Mary because she would always have me in my feels anyway. So then I felt like, okay, so I'm not just crying. It's Mary, you know. She invokes this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got.
You know,
so it's Mary J. Blige.
I hear you. You know who I turn to? I turn to Mary as well, but Heather Headley. She all is something about her song that hit right there, you know. Every word that she says, I'm like, yeah, yes, you motherfucker, yes. So yeah. Oh my god, girl, I done said that so many times.
Going through it, the first thing you'd be like, I wish, and you just. Everything that you wish you had not put up with or had done that you could get away from it because how did I end up here? So, yeah, I feel you on that one. So, yeah, so my backup to Mary would be Sade because, yeah, she don't have to even put a new album on. I'm still going back to Ordinary Love. We're good.
Okay. All right. The classics never die, honey. They never die. Okay.
No.
But, now, Ms. Storm, we have open mic tonight. So, What's this piece that you speak of that we're going to understand something afterwards?
Okay, so I have been doing a lot of reading of my pieces, and then oftentimes I try to tailor them for real time because sometimes this is like a memory or a dream, but now if that's my reality, you know, I'll update it, and I call that a key style. So I'm a key style piece that I wrote 2013, but it's relevant for today, so we're going to see what I do with this one.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. The title of this piece, He Always Does. For a long time, my life hasn't been a good time. There are days when my body acts a fool and it was never cool, but I never worry. I pray and God makes a way. He always does. He always will. I understood that this evening for sure. See, I was waiting in line so that I could be here on the mic with my Tiffany family tonight before the Blog Talk Radio came in and was getting real rude. But I had a shock. I heard a high-pitched sound come from my mommy. I wasn't sure if she was calling me, laughing, or screaming. However it goes, my hearing was impeccable, so I got up and went to see what was going on. I got to the bathroom door, and I said, "Mom, are you in there?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What's going on?" She said, "I'm on the floor." It's been a while since that happened, but I know previously we had maneuvers that we use in the household that I could get her and second mom up on the floor easily. Today, we could not in the floor. We tried everything. I'm talking about everything that we know how to do. We even have gadgets that make it possible. And I made an executive decision immediately, even though they're in their 70s and I'm in my 50s. I'm shocked on this one, y'all. I'll call 911. And Beattie said, "What did she say, my mom?" She said she's going to call the people. Mm-hmm. See, that's usually not the things that I like to do. But I'm really good at it, and when I do, I give the details that are necessary. So when the paramedics got it, they knew that she didn't want an ambulance ride, nor did she need a vitals check. She simply needed to get off the floor, rest for a moment, and then get it back in bed. They said that would be possible, and they wanted to know if she was in agreement because, you know, the dispatcher let them know what I said. It's a good thing. I felt good. Relevant and necessary. Also shaky and scared. Like I said before, I don't worry and I pray God always makes a way. Because my life became easier, not carefree. He just made it possible for me to see, even when I'm unhealthy, have a bad day. Spiritual, mind, my body, everything is given. Need the blues. I'm breaking down now. Inside now. Can't catch my breath, though. With my every need, only he can totally satisfy me. Completely, never lie or cheat. See, my whole package totally knows that I am fragile. Sometimes I feel small and unworthy. But he's my healer. My physicians are an answer to all of the questions that I've been keeping guided by his hand, because 9 times out of 10, before they have any procedure or prescribe any medicine, he calls the place for me. I like that. I need it in my life. I've never been left suffering for a long time, even if it doesn't come in my time. I'm grateful for the King of Kings. I'm so glad that Jesus made that ransom sacrifice for my life, and I respect my Creator for the life that was given to me. Restoring my health almost completely, I dropped to a very low and dark place on several occasions, and he brought me out of this. He showed up on my face. He changed his skin like he did this evening, and I know nobody does that. He's listening. Prayers are not going unanswered. It just doesn't come when you need it. They're the things that I wanted for others in my life and even for myself selfishly. That Holy Spirit that came into this day made it possible for my mother to be okay. All that I needed, because he was picked me up time and time again, and all of that connection was based on the love that he gives me freely. He just asked that I always praise his name and worship only him. And I can do that, because I've been doing it all of my life. because with devotion and love that I give you this peace.
Wow. You know, I'm going to say this. A lot of times when we see things that happen to us and we feel like they're unnecessary, like they don't fit, everything that we experience in life has a purpose. It has a reason. And it is necessary for us to deal with certain things. Even though we feel like it's unfair, this shit shouldn't have happened, you know, and we reach out because we need a certain comfort and a safe space. Those things are still necessary that we went through because it is teaching us something about ourselves, whether we want to learn it or not. But what I want to say also is, do not ever think that you are so small that you don't matter, because you do. You have a purpose in this world, and you have things to do. There are people that count on you, whether you know it or not. They look forward to seeing you. So don't think you don't matter because you do. I love this piece. A lot of pieces that you give to us, Gina, are very, very heartfelt and super down to earth. And they let us know that we are not by ourselves. Our situations are similar. I recognize those words. So thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That was a very highly expressive piece. You know what I'm saying? Very heartfelt, full of emotion. It was good. Very good. Much appreciated. You know what I mean? Come from the heart. You know what I mean?
As always.
Like I said, I had to laugh so I wouldn't cry because I was like, I got to get through this. They have no idea what just happened in my house.
And you will get through it. You will get through it. And you know you can always reach out to any one of us here in the Tiffany.
Yeah.
You know that.
I just, you know, it was the vent in poetic form for me. So I could just release because I had this overwhelming desire to release these emotions that were in real time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I appreciate the love and support. I appreciate the family. I appreciate everything that Epiphany gives us and affords us because we're so many like-minded individuals. I know I'm not alone, but yeah. I've had a bit of a day.
That's understandable.
Keep moving forward, but honestly, I know I don't do it alone. I do it with the love of family, support, Tiffany, y'all are my family too, all of the poets in the community, and God will never leave my side. He never has me, never will. So I'm here for y'all. One love, one life.
Wait a minute. Don't be skating off out of here without letting people know what you got going on. You think you slick?
Hold on, look, I was trying to blow my nose.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I just wiped it. I tried it. Okay, so not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we are going to have an interviewee on our couch. Just Jay and I like to do interviews rather than features because sometimes the questions that are asked are by the callers, and you don't always get that opportunity to do so during a feature. So that's something that we like to do is interviews. We're going to be heavily promoting it because we're not on this Saturday, but next Saturday. So join us at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. here at 315-527-6300. Press 1 to join the conversation. And we want to be sending more spoken word tracks. So please send them in to JUSJAEGENA show, all lowercase, at Gmail. We'd love to put you in heavy rotation. We're playing spoken word tracks like DJs play songs on the radio that you get tired of. We won't get tired of this. This is going to be part of your playlist. You need this in your life, and we need you on our show. So send in those MP3s. Daniel, you already know. Some of them jams, like, for real, they just become your song, and you need to hear it. So I look forward to it every time that y'all come on, and that's where you can catch me. But I'll be here the rest of the week. I'm not going nowhere. I'm just, that's what I got going on.
All right. That's what's up. Y'all heard the lady. All right. I am going to escort you over to the Royale Lounge. Thank you. You have closed the show. Appreciate you for coming through.
One love, one mic. I appreciate y'all.
One love, one mic.
Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Thank you too.
All right, sirs, this was a hell of a show. Once again, appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you all the time. You got some closing words?
Excuse me. Much love, much love. Appreciate you riding with me. That's why I say the demons be on deck. But what I want to say is next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, here on Epiphany Radio, King and Queen's Quarters, we're going to be throwing some instrumentals in the air. So get your pen ready on that. So when we play that instrumental, call in and show us what you got, how that instrumental amazed you or allows you to push your pen, stretch it out. You know what I mean? So join us. You know what I mean? I don't care if you're a rapper listening in, poet, you know what I'm saying, blastmaster. Hey, call in and get busy. You know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely. That, ladies and gentlemen, we thank y'all for calling, listening, participating, and always supporting. I love y'all, and I'm going to sign us off with this. Okay.
Be bold. Smell me. The Mexico. That made me cold. Do the stress increase my hunger? Tell a lie and make a promise.